Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next it will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't know what happened. It just completely, the call just ended. But as far as with the disconnecting in a timely manner on dead air calls, does that make sense what I explained? Hello? Are you running off of Wi-Fi or are you putting me on mute or?
Well, that was just placed on mute.
Okay.
It was the background.
Oh, that's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But yeah, so far do you have any questions as to what I'm explaining to? I just want to make sure that you're understanding everything I'm going over.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand.
Okay, cool. All right. Now, there's another thing that I wanted to go over with you. So there was a Gilbert call where you didn't identify yourself when the call was open.
When it was over?
Open. Like when?
Oh, I didn't say Artavis. Because one time I know I had a problem when I had said, thanks for calling customer service. How may I help you on today?
Mm-hmm. Well, there was actually the TH quality calls. I don't recall hearing you identify yourself. And then I was just listening to a couple of calls, kind of spot checking today. And I believe there were a couple from today as well where you didn't ID yourself when the call came through. So I don't know if maybe you need to, like, kind of write out how you are needing to open the call and keep that in front of you so that until you can kind of memorize the fact that you got to mention your name.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I started off this morning not saying it, but now I was saying that thanks for calling customer service. My name is Artavius. How may I help you on today?
Yeah, that's perfect. But you can lose the on part. On today, I mean, you don't have
okay.
to say on. On is what
yes,
is the proper verbiage. You can just say, thank you for calling customer support. This is Artavius. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get your zip code? Anything like that, you've got to start trying to ID yourself. Like I said, if I were you, I would just write it out how it's supposed to be opened at the beginning of the call and just make sure that you put your name in there and so you can kind of memorize the flow. I understand it kind of gets into the same flow of ways that you get calls, but we got to try to break them if it's a habit that's been to keep from, like, you getting deductions and things like that on QA.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I know that Vince has already spoken with you previously in regards to that. You understand that the proper disconnect protocol would be to wrap the call up immediately after you don't get a response back and you say you're disconnecting still. And when you don't ID yourself, it kind of makes like we're not a very professional business. Like somewhere and someone answers the phone and they don't know who they are at the beginning of the call. Even like now, we've been doing it so long here, step back, like, who am I talking to? You know, and then you have to ask for the information. It just doesn't seem professional.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I know that you've been coached and you have a few coachings in the system from previous issues, which the last on January the 11th, warning that was inserted, and that was for a healthy living and a koala campaign where, again, you failed to release the line in a timely manner. There was a TH quality call where you – okay, so these are just disconnects and things like that. Well, because we have another call like that where you just remained on the line, and then the fact that you're encouraging customers to cancel their accounts by, you know, telling them, hey, call back after the trial and make sure you cancel. Then also with not identifying yourself at the beginning of the call, this is going to move to the next step, which is a written warning that will be inserted into the system. Now, I do want to stress to you the importance of having these errors and infractions corrected in a timely manner, simply because the next issue that occurs after today, which is the 12th of February, if it's production-wise and it's a big issue like these are, then that could possibly lead to a suspension, a two-day suspension. You definitely don't want to do that. I know that you've been doing really good at working with your attendance and getting everything back on track. These errors to me seem super easy to correct. You just have to kind of try to figure out a way to correct them and that would be easier for you to kind of understand and make it more easier for yourself so that we don't have to keep, you know what I mean?
I'm yes, ma'am.
Going over issues and all, because I know it's not always a good feeling.
That definitely would not be an issue again.
Okay, good. And you sound amazing on the calls. You've always, I've not heard a call yet where I've heard you being rude or not displaying professionalism as far as, like, your manner. You're very well-spoken and have a good tone and an upbeat personality. So I just hope that it won't have to go further than this. I hope that these are just super simple and that you can fix them and we can just move here and not have to worry about it going forward.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything at all that we can do that can help with any of these, or is there questions that you may have that I can kind of explain to you a different way to handle specific situations, or?
No, ma'am. There isn't anything that I have a problem with. It's just a bad decision that I made, and they won't make it, and I won't make those decisions again.
Well, you know, and things happen. Like I said, I understand if things happen with you being on the line and forgetting to either hang it up, or if something happens with your station where it doesn't allow you to disposition the call in a timely manner and it's a dead air call or a prank call, just make sure you tell someone, hey, this is what happened. I was trying to hang up and this happened on the laptop, or reach out to IT, call IT, contact the lead, something, so that way you're covered. If ever QA wants to get that call,
yes, ma'am.
Say, hey.
And I should be coming back to the office soon to get some more headphones, because I do have a problem with these headphones. I be having to wrap them around by the computer to keep hearing the customers.
Audio.
Yeah, the audio always goes out if it's not looped around a computer or placed in a type,
mm-hmm.
in a certain position, then it goes out all the time. So
oh,
I think
goodness.
It's just the headphone system. I need to come back and get some more.
Because
these
not
working properly.
Yeah.
Every time they do go out, I do go into the teams and let them know that I'm having trouble with my mic. And they'll be like, unplug it and plug it back up and things
mm-hmm.
like that. They never even told me to come back and get some more, but I was hoping that I could come back and get some more, because I think it's not the computer, it's just definitely the headphones that's acting up. They have a shortage of something in it.
Does that fix it when they tell you to unplug it and plug it back in a different port and things like that?
It don't fix it. Like, the way that I got it fixed, I wrap it around a computer, and that's the only thing that's fixing it. It's been working all day today because of the way that I got it wrapped around.
Okay. Well, just be sure that if that's the case, if whatever they're telling you to do in Teams and it's not working, that you let them know, hey, it didn't work, I still hear static, or I can't hear the customer at all. And then they would actually direct you to come in office and have a specific, you know, date and time where they can provide you with a better working headset.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I know if we move the cords a whole lot, these headsets are very thin, like the wiring on them. And it can cause them to come, like, to get stripped real quick. So it can make it have a lot of static. And where you're having to do now, it can be real easy to cause. So you just want to be sure you're not moving the cords around too much. Kind of try to leave them in a specific place when they do give you a different headset. But definitely reach out to IT. Even after this call, post in the group, hey, my calls are still going in and out. You know, when you guys tell me to redo the ports and to restart the station and all that, the calls still go on. I think it may be the headset. Is there a way I can get a replacement?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't say that they'll be in office this weekend, since usually there isn't. And I see there are on-call IDs, but I don't believe that they would actually be in the office tomorrow, since it's Saturday and Sunday. But certainly on Monday, I mean, just come up here and we'll get with them and see what we can get done to help.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to go ahead and sign off on this paper in the system. Do you know how to get to it and acknowledge it? And
no, ma'am. I don't know. I have this pulled up. I know this is the only thing that I know.
Hold on. Let me pull
operations.
Up your stage. I'm going to pull up your screen. And I'm going to see what you're looking at. to help you. Okay, so you're in the right place. Go to that third tab that says can't reach this page. Yeah.
Click can't reach this page.
Yeah, so are you connected to your VPN while your pages are not displaying?
No, ma'am, I'm not connected to the VPN.
Is there a reason why you're not connected to the VPN?
Well, the VPN once went out, and I had spoke with somebody and let them know about the VPN that went out. Well, that was the last time that I was on the phone with Vincent, and I had let him know that because I couldn't even sign off to what he was trying to get me to sign off on because of the VPN. Now, we couldn't even get it pulled back up at the bottom of my computer anymore.
Are you working off of Wi-Fi?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me take over your station just for a second. Don't push anything, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me see. Sometimes the icons can get hidden, and it'll ask you, hey, do you want to see your hidden icons? But even right here, where your icons would be, I'm wondering if it has something to do with you not being signed into Windows. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign you out of Windows and then sign you right back in. Are you still with me? Because I can't hear you if you are. Are you there? Or did you put me back on mute? There it is. Are you there? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to hang up, and then I'm going to call, or you call me back once you get signed back in. It may have just kicked us out.